The 2024 NFL Draft heads to Detroit, and it's time to see who gets the job.
Caleb is a unique and special talent throwing the football.
And what sets them apart.
The Heisman Trophy winner is Jaden Daniels.
All of the greats were hired here.
What a throw by Mahomes.
See who gets the job.
Are you ready?
The 2024 NFL Draft begins Thursday, April 25th on ESPN, ABC, and NFL Network.
Sarah's getting long, but not quite this long. Sarah Spain filling in for Tony Reale on Around the Horn, but you can call me Queen. Today's subjects, Woody Page, J.A. Adande, Clinton Yates. Let's go around the horn.
Let's do
NBA this. Commissioner Adam Silver and the players announcing a return to the court Saturday. Beyond that, the two sides agreed to work together on several initiatives to promote voting access and police reform and combat social injustice and racial inequality. Specifically using NBA-owned arenas as polling places and giving commercial time to promote awareness and voting access. J.A., yesterday there were questions about what would keep the players satisfied and the season alive. Today, we're getting some answers. How does it sit with you?
Sits quite well, Sarah. I'd say this is exceptional, right, and superlative, because it's really not necessarily necessary. They had already made their positions clear. The culture made the position clear years ago. Stop shooting us. That was all they asked. Let us breathe, you know, metaphorically and physically. And so now the act of sitting out the games was really more reflexive than strategic. And now they've had a chance to allow the plan to catch up with the action. And whatever they decided was going to be the right thing, and I think, you know, if you look at the press release from the NBA and their plan of attack, I think this is a great way to keep this moving in the right direction.
Moving in the right direction. Woody Page, do you agree?
Yes, it's a very effective result, I think, that they were able to take a couple of days off, really think this out. And if you look at what was the result, you'll see that the NBA players, I think, got a lot more leverage and a lot more strength in terms of with the NBA. The NBA went along with what the players were trying to get basically all along. I'm really impressed with the voting sites being used in the arenas and the effectiveness of how they want more social justice to be displayed during the games. And I think even people wouldn't disagree, I hope, that the reform in the police departments in this country is needed. So I think when they approached it, it was tempered. It's effective, I think it's going to be, and it's also the right way to go coming back, because you're going to have more strength, as I said, if you're playing basketball than if you're out there trying to do it on your own.
Clinton, they were likely to face criticism whether they kept out of playing or whether they returned. Does this plan of action feel satisfactory to you for a return on Saturday?
It's satisfactory to me in the regard of pleasing the people who needed this to happen, but I'm not one of those people. I wrote a column about this yesterday indicating that what was obvious to me with these players was that they simply needed a break. And the break itself to me was far more important than putting together some plan to prove to anyone else what they were supposed to be doing. You could see the mental and emotional and physical taxation on the faces and on the voices of these guys. They took a step away, said, hey, what are we doing here? Doc Rivers is crying on cameras. All sorts of people are doing things that are very emotional. They took some time for themselves. And whatever came out of it was going to be fine with me, because them deciding that their own mental health was good enough for me to begin with. So I'm glad they got something out of it at this point, for sure.
Yeah, that's an important part, Clinton. These are human beings. And if their reaction was unplanned and they didn't really know what the next step was, it was still okay for them to take the time that they needed and that their families might need for this, and then say going forward, here's what the plan is. For now, it could change. We could add more to it. I do like the specifics that they introduced right off the bat here. Next topic, more breaking news today. We're finding out maybe the return of Big Ten football. Question mark? Big question mark? The Athletic's Bruce Feldman reporting a call today between the Big Ten football coaches that may lead to a reversal of the canceled season. Feldman suggests the league could start back up later in the fall, maybe a Thanksgiving start. Woody, could this work out?
I think so, but let me start with, I think they're bowing to pressure in the Big Ten from the parents, from the players who are suing the conference, from coaches who continue to talk out about how they want to play football. I just think that the Big Ten said, oh, let's see if we can't figure out some way to do it. Move it up from wintertime to basically around Thanksgiving. I think that as a result of this, we're going to see the Pac-12 come along so that you could get all five conferences, Power Five conferences, back in play. But let's think about this. Is the Big Ten then going to say to the SEC and the ACC, we want to be part of the playoff system. Can you hold off until we get finished with our season? I think the best way, though, is let the three power conferences that are playing do their playoff system, and the Big Ten go to the Rose Bowl and declare itself the national champion like we used to have when there was debate and argument all the time about who was the best team in the league, in the country.
Yeah, we could end up with a couple different national champions depending on timing. The timing, the latest addition, but the safety, an issue just like it always was. Clinton, what's your take?
The only reason why I give any credence to the Big Ten's plan or approach to this is because they were the first ones to put out a schedule. And at the time, I thought to myself, at least the kids have an opportunity as athletes to say no to this. They've taken their time with this. They've apparently looked into what could work and what could not work, and it's extended into the season in terms of the school year. So at this point, forget about the daggone trophy. In terms of the national championship, if what the goal is to have the kids play and play safely, this to me seems to make more sense, and their path to it is one that I can at least understand, even if ultimately I don't think it's the smartest overall decision. Again, something is there to say no to. That's better than nothing, which is just expecting kids to trust you as an institution to do the right thing, which nobody does.
Yeah, J.A., many would argue that some football is better than no football, but once you introduced football, will people be willing to play without trying to go for that daggone trophy, as Clinton Yates said?
I mean, I really think we should kind of dismiss the chance, the discussion of some type of national champion. It's never been something college football has been very good at, right, determining a national champion. So certainly under these circumstances, I don't have a lot of hopes that they can find an effective way of crowning a champion this year. And note, I mean, this is another reminder of how college football really operates outside the NCAA. The NCAA will not be hosting championships for its fall sports. But football very well might find one some way awkwardly. I think the main thing here is a reminder that everything is subject to change when it comes to sports and school and almost anything else in this time of COVID-19. And the Big Ten had a conference-only schedule that they announced, and they actually announced the schedule itself, and they said they weren't going to be playing. And maybe things have changed enough, even if it's just a reaction is to change, have changed enough to allow them to consider playing some games this fall. But that could change again, depending on whether or not people act right, wear masks, socially distance, and reduce the spread of the virus.
Yeah, the changes that have occurred between when they decided not to play and now are probably the most important thing for us and for these players and families to know. So transparency, which people have been asking each of these conferences for throughout, becomes all the more important when you revise your initial stance and say, now we feel it is safe and okay to play. I imagine there are a lot of players and families that are going to be asking for those changes and also for the experts to weigh in on how things might get worse in the fall and the winter in terms of the spread of the virus. Moving on to the NFL, who's had the longest runway to figure things out. And we're hearing that 9 teams didn't practice yesterday. The Ravens did, but afterwards they released a team statement calling for the arrest of the cops who killed Breonna Taylor and who shot Jacob Blake, plus other action items aimed at Congress and community leaders and the call for citizens to vote. While the Ravens seem to be advancing the conversation, the Jones family and the Cowboys seem stuck on their opinion of Colin Kaepernick from several years ago. Cowboys VP Stephen Jones, when asked about Commissioner Goodell's recent reversal on Kaepernick's kneel, quote, "I'm not going to comment on that at this point. As I said, every organization, every office, every place looks at it a little different, including whether you're the NFL or you're an individual club. Everybody has their views on different things." That during his regular appearance on 105.3 The Fan in Dallas. Everybody does have their views on different things, so let's hear yours. Does the differing approach from these NFL teams with just 13 days until kickoff give you cause for concern, Clinton?
It does, mainly because remember back when Roger Goodell was in his basement apologizing to all sorts of people about what they did and did not do regarding Colin Kaepernick's protest? Well, the concern there was, I mean, okay, the NFL said that, but what are all these individual markets going to do? And the Cowboys have explained to you what not to do. I didn't mind them not saying anything, but what I don't understand is why at this point, you're going to come out and say no comment on something that you obviously feel a certain way about, considering the fact that Jerry Jones is trying to have his cake and eat it too. It's very bizarre how some of these owners are trying to approach this. I don't care what Jerry Jones or any Jones thinks about anything in America. I don't even care what they think about their own quarterback controversy. So in this case, it would have been smarter for me to just stay out of it and let the players speak, because they're the ones that are being affected here. You can't control it and say that you're giving the players power at the same time. Those actually are mutually exclusive.
Clinton Yates not keeping up with the Joneses, doesn't care to keep up with the Joneses. J.A. Adonde, do you care what Stephen Jones has to say or not really say at all about this?
Well, more importantly, Jerry Jones. And Clinton mentioned the Roger Goodell apology. He didn't need to apologize. It was the owners that needed to apologize, specifically to Colin Kaepernick, because it was the owners who collectively, whether they colluded or not, but they collectively kept him out of the league. And so we still need to hear more from them. We still need to hear more from Jerry Jones. And as for the Ravens, I think they're missing an opportunity here. They can formulate a plan. They can have their talking points and action points that they want to address. But I think unless they take the threat of withholding their services, of not playing again, they have the opportunity with the luxury of time that we didn't see in the NBA to really put pressure on these cities and these district attorneys and everyone else to make some changes. Use the power of the NFL to make changes.
Woody Page, you concerned that there's no unified front with about 2 weeks to go?
Sure. I think that we need to have the Players Association, the player reps, and general managers, and even some owners get involved and say, let's have a unified approach to this season only two weeks away. And we're not seeing that at all. In one place in Baltimore, I will at least say they did take a measured response by not closing off practice yesterday, but doing it today. But you have to remember, the Ravens have had some issues in the past involving Kaepernick, who there was thought of that the Ravens might sign, and prior to that, what happened in the Ray Rice case. In regard to Dallas, it's as if Stephen Jones is got a hula hoop around his body. That was not no comment, Clinton. That was a guy that was talking gobbledygook, like I do sometimes. I never knew what he was saying there. And it was as if, I don't want to say anything. And his father's not saying anything, except he mentioned it a month or so ago, oh yeah, whatever we do, we're going to do it with Grace. What in the hell does that honestly mean? Is there a person named Grace? Or are they planning to at least have their own kind of ideas about how they're approaching the national anthem and when they play games? I want a better defined direction from the Cowboys.
Points for Woody Page for self-awareness on the way out here as we head into buy or sell. Have the Packers lost that lovin' feeling and that rascally Russell Westbrook returns? It's coming up next.
Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack the 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HOURENERGY.com. Expires April 30th. One-time use only. Not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HOURENERGY.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guarantee Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Welcome back to Around the Horn. Sarah Spain filling in for Tony Rialli, but you can call me the commish. It's buy or sell time. Let's go back to the NBA. Yesterday, the Rockets held an intra-squad scrimmage where Russell Westbrook was back at full speed. Source telling Tim McMahon, quote, he looked as explosive as ever. When the Rockets and Thunder return to the court, it'll be tied at 2 games each. So, J.A., buy or sell the return of an explosive Westbrook as series changing?
Absolutely, you have to buy it. You wonder if it would have been a series over if he'd been playing the whole time, and nobody gets up to speed faster than Russell Westbrook. So I think he'll have an impact right away.
Woody Page.
Yes, I'm buying it. You got to get every minute, every ounce of energy out of him coming back, so you can't limit him, because the problem they're having is that Harden is the only offensive player that is able to actually create his own shots and get to the hole. And that's exactly what Westbrook is going to bring back, that plus working the offensive rebounds, because Adams is really doing a job, because with that small lineup, they're not able to work against him like they could successfully, I think, with Westbrook.
Clinton Yates, every ounce, every minute in a non-elimination game, and is he series-changing no matter how much you use him?
Yeah, I'm not sure I agree with that. I mean, it seems that they're doing, I would say, not great, but just fine without him. And if it's a situation in which bringing him back might risk injury down the line, as the Rockets have larger goals than just beating this team in this series, I don't know if I'd risk it unless it was an elimination game. I mean, it's great that he looks good, but to me, this is not a panic scenario in which you need to bring in Russell right now, not remotely.
Explosive is great, by the way, but the big concern with these injuries is more when they're tired and fatigued. So if you use every ounce of energy in every minute, as Woody Page says, my big concern would be, is he able to go in the next game and in any remaining series if you do advance? Something to keep an eye on. Let's move on to baseball. It's reassuring to know that no matter what's going on in the world, the Mets are still going to Mets. Last night's wild ride from GM Brody Van Wagenen on a hot mic telling us that Commissioner Manfred suggested the Mets and Marlins stage a walkout and then come back and play an hour later, openly questioning his leadership. Then the reversal, an apology, an explanation that it was in fact Mets COO Jeff Wilpon's idea. Wilpon and his dad, CEO Fred, both then releasing statements of apology to Manfred and both spelling Van Wagenen's name wrong. On the field, meanwhile, the two teams held a 42-second moment of silence and then walked off, only a Black Lives Matter shirt left behind. On-field emotion, off-field dysfunction. What are you buying? What are you selling from the Mets, Clinton?
Of course, I'm selling everything about the Mets front office. Mets gonna Met. I don't even need to get involved with that. I do buy, however, my man Dominic Smith being a leader on this team in terms of what he's done. He took a knee a couple games ago to start with. You've seen his emotion all over our airwaves in terms of him talking about being a Black man in America. We don't have to focus on the stupid when the brothers who are actually being affected are out there and their teammates showing us the right way to honor things. Let's stay there, at least for me, in terms of what matters on the baseball field.
J.A. Adande, on field or off field for you?
It's on the field, specifically out in the outfield where Don Smith was. And there was a moment when he looked up and he could see the players from both teams standing there in that moment of silence. And I think that was so fulfilling for him, that he wasn't alone anymore, that everyone had his back. He came off the field, put his arm around a teammate. So just that moment for Dom Smith and the fulfillment he had to feel made it all worthwhile. You can forget about the front office, man.
Excellent thoughts from both of you. But what do you, Paige? I need some drama. Come on, someone's got to talk about the craziness off the field last night.
Oh, sure, of course, Sarah. I got to talk about dysfunction junction at Citi Field, and you've got a general manager who's going to have to change his name to Moving Van because the truck is going to be backed up soon. Whether they do it at the midpoint of this season or at the end of the year when they have new ownership that comes in, this is just a problem. You got to remember, this is the same guy that lost his star player earlier in the year before a game and couldn't find him until hours later. He's gone.
Moving Van Wagenen. You know, I'm good on that one, Woody. Let's get to the NFL again. We've got reports out of Packers camp on Jordan Love, and they're not good, Bob. Words used to describe his performances so far: hesitant, tentative, indecisive, ineffective. Is this a big deal, or are we looking at a rookie in a weird season? Clinton, buy or sell the concern for Jordan Love this early?
I'm going to buy the concern, but only from the Packers' standpoint. I'm shocked that a brother in Wisconsin is getting overly scrutinized for something that's supposed to actually be being helped by other people. Listen, you just drafted him. The reason why he's supposed to get better is because of you, Packers. So by telling the entire world, well, he still needs to do this, he still needs to do that, why don't you tell your quarterback's coach? Why don't you tell your offensive coordinator? And stop leaking out dirty laundry to all the media. It doesn't make sense. This kid's a rookie. Let him grow.
Woody Page, you agree?
Yes, I'm selling the Packers. You went out, you drafted this guy first round, you upset your starting quarterback, veteran who's going to be there. Jordan Love was terrible last year. Shouldn't you be trying to prop him up, not sit him down? And he's not even going to play this year. I don't know why there should be any kind of emphasis on him at this point unless Aaron Rodgers gets hurt. Back off, Packers.
J.A. Adande, Packers, should they back off or is this just part of becoming a pro?
They should just chill with all the adjectives because nothing really matters in preseason, especially when there's not even preseason games. So I don't pay attention to superlative play or poor play right now. It doesn't matter till you get to the actual games themselves.
You know who does get to chill? You, J.A., because you will not be advancing to the showdown. Speaking of, I shouldn't be advancing because I botched that Mad Men quote. It's not great, Bob, but the job I'm doing is so great, I don't get to be eliminated. We'll come back with showdown next.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/network.
Picture this. You arrive at your hotel. You have an important online meeting lined up with clients from all across the country. You have your laptop open, ready to begin, and the Wi-Fi is so terrible, you can't even connect. These types of stressful situations happen all the time, but they don't have to. When you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you have access to their free high-speed Wi-Fi, so you can take care of those critical emails, join your meetings on time, and even unwind by streaming your favorite shows without having to worry. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Welcome back, Sarah Spain, filling in for Tony Reale. But you can call me Oprah Spain-free because a legendary television hosting career has begun. Showdown! Bill Belichick, talking to Rich Eisen, says he thinks the NFL and the NCAA should consolidate some of their rules. Says it would help fans and players making the transition. Does Bill Belichick have a point here, Clinton?
I mean, I think that he's right about pass interference specifically, but I'm sorry. Bill Belichick is trying to expound upon rules when it comes to football? No, thank you, sir. You are not the guy.
Clinton, there's not any hope of this ever happening, and it shouldn't be happening. Let's think about the overtime rules. You're really going to start the NFL at the 25-yard line? You're going to have one leg in bounds? I think none of these rules. We don't see it in any of the major sports that they're the same.
Only if it's a stanky leg, Woody. Point goes to Clinton for the shot at Belichick. Up next, the U.S. Open of Tennis starts on Monday. The biggest story, another opportunity for Serena Williams to tie Margaret Court with a 24th Grand Slam title. Also of interest, though, the draw on the men's side. 17-time major winner Novak Djokovic, the number one, and that's about it. Only two others have won a major, 31st-seeded Marin Cilic and unseeded comeback kid Andy Murray. What's most interesting to you, and does it come with an asterisk either way this year, Woody?
It only comes with an asterisk if Andy Murray wins. I didn't even know he was still playing the game of tennis. But the women's side, there's a great deal of interest not only in Serena, but the other star quality players they have. No asterisk.
Yeah, one of those star quality players would be Naomi Osaka, who I think has a pretty good chance to win this. But come on, Serena Jamaica Williams might make history. Of course that's what matters. What are we talking about?
Well, Woody Page said asterisk twice, and there's another S in there, buddy. So look under your chair, Clinton. There's a FaceTime under there. You get it.
Thank you very much. I'd like to give some shout-outs to some people in the bubble who are not the players. People forget that there are a lot more folks down there in Orlando who are making sure that this operation has gone off, whether it be health workers, food workers, people in television production to put on shows like this one on this network to make sure that we can watch. The players coming back because they needed a mental health day was a decision for themselves. But there were a lot of folks that needed to make sure that their lives are going to be able to continue to, and they get to now. I'm glad the NBA figured it out, yo. Thank you for everybody for keeping your heads.
Excellent points made, Clinton. Thank you to Tony Reality for letting me steal his seat. 4-day weekend, 119 and a half hour break. Happy Friday!